We are continuing in Simon Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. We're up to Seif Yud Base, and we've just mentioned the idea of a Shamash, to have another Ner besides for the Neris Chanukah, in order to show that the Neris Chanukah are there for mitzvah. However, we speak out in Yud Base that the minig is that whatever the situation is, we will always have another Ner. Even if a person clearly is not using the Neris Chanukah for his own use. We always have a minhag to use a shamash. However, if a person's only got one ner, then avada, he would use that one ner for the mitzvah, and it's like a chilah try not to use that ner for his own purposes. Ideally, the mitzvah is to, like a chilah, to have the ner nearest Chanukah above three tzvachim, in order that it can be nika, in order that it can be seen. However, if it's placed less than three tzvachim, it's still one still yates for the eved. Also, ideally, the lechichila, the mitzvah, is that the nearest Chanukah should be less than 10 tefachim. But again, if it's higher than 10 tefachim, one is yetzer b'dievet. What about a person who's lighting inside? If a person's lighting inside, then the minig is for one to be mekel, and it does not need to be placed less than 10 tefachim. However, the Magdakt came a machmer even with this, and even indoor, they will try and place it less than 10 tefachim. And that's always mashma in the Torah as well. Now, if a person's living upstairs in an aliyah, then he should be placing it in the window, which is towards the Rosh Rabim, and that's even if the window is going to be more than 10 tefachim high from the floor of the aliyah. From the Mangel of Rambam's Mashma, that it's better to put it in the window which is facing the Shos Rabim, even though it's above 10 Tefachim, than to put it by the entrance, by Tefach, which is somewhat to the entrance, even though it can be less than 10 Tefachim. Because in that way up, then the presumptiveness of putting it in the window is going to outweigh having it less than 10 Tefachim high next to Pesach. However, he says if the person's got an option, he's got two windows, one's above 10 tefachim, one's below 10 tefachim, then avada in that situation is you're putting it in the window which is below 10 tefachim. And in shul, then the minhag is that the neiros are actually placed on a higher place. The person puts his menorah above 20 tefachim high, he's not yet, so that's irrelevant whether he's lighting outside or is lighting inside, and if he does do it higher than 20 tefachim, he needs to go back and make a new bracha. And the Prima Kadma says that even regarding long wax candles, we look at where, let's say, the bottom of the wax candle is below 20 tefachim, but because it's long, the top part is above 20 tefachim, so it's possible because you always look at where the flame is. And he says if you light it like that and then you bring it to a lower place, you're not yotzer. Because it's got to be that the time that you light it, it's below 20 tefachim.